Okay. The, oh, boy, three.
There we
are. I know. You're very fast over here. Okay. So this week's Parsha is Nitzavim, and the Parsha of Tshuva is the end of Parsha is Nitzavim, but really, we want to focus on the Rosh Hashanah, Haba Aleinu Latova, in a couple of days, and I want to talk about something that's not usually thought about until Rosh Hashanah night, when you need to greet your friends in shul, and you get very nervous, because you have to say that really long greeting, and you try to like memorize it, and try to repeat it to yourself to make sure you can get it right, and then you give up halfway through. So we want to discuss two things. What is with this greeting on Rosh Hashanah night? And why does it have to be so long? And why are we so careful about this specific greeting when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? But before that, we also want to note, what's the deal with Good Yontif? And which is also a greeting that we use over the course of Rosh Hashanah and all the Yom Tovim. And that would be a segue into the greeting of Shana Tova as well, and we'll discuss at the end why we say Shana Tova Umasuka. Why does it have to be good and sweet? We're going to discuss all these different types of greetings, but for right now, let's begin with Good Yontif. Good Yontif, as we Ashkenazim like to say to each other on the holidays, seems to be incredibly redundant, right? Good Yontif. Good day. So where does this expression come from? So obviously, seemingly, there's some sort of semantics behind it. It could be something that occurred in the Yiddish formation of this expression in Europe, but in order to give a really good shot, you know, we're going to have to turn to the books of Hasidus in order to give a good explanation for this very interesting minhag. So first, we noted on Shabbos that we have a special greeting. We say Good Shabbos. So that alone is based on a Shlah. The Be'er Hetev in Shin Zayin Beis Norachayim, so he cites a comment of the Shlah who says it's not proper to say good morning to someone on Shabbos. That is not, it's not appropriate. Shabbos is a special day. You should have a special greeting. So the Shlah says you should say Shabbat Shalom or Shabbos Tov, because this fulfills the mitzvah of Zachar Sama Shabbos the Kodesh, right? As the Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro, that by mentioning the day of Shabbos and by mentioning it with words, so that is the fulfillment of the recitation and the mitzvah of Zachor, mentioning Shabbos on the Shabbos day. This is in the Siddur of Yaakov Emden as well, that one should say a special greeting for Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, or Shabbos Tov, or Good Shabbos, as we say. Rabbi Soloveitchik, I think, was very machmud to say Shabbat Shalom, because he felt that using the phraseology of Shalom, which is the name of Hashem, is a form of bracha, and that was an appropriate way to greet someone, to use the Shalom in greeting someone. I don't know if he said Shabbat, I find that to be hard, but he probably said something along that line, using the word Shalom when greeting people. Rav Huttner writes in the Pachah Yitzchak on Pesach and Maimer Lamed that we call it Yontif because we want to distinguish between Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is the regular days of those Yomim Tovim, and Yontif, Yom Tov, are the holier days of that period of the year. And therefore, we refer to these special days which have Isser Melacha, prohibitions of doing work, as Yomim Tovim. There is a piece in the Maaser Divrei Yoel on Sukkos on page Nun Tes. Not here on the sheets. The sheets we'll get to when we get to Rosh Hashanah. This is just for Yontif. So the Maaser Divrei Yoel, so they cite there on page Nun Tes by Sukkos in the name of the Sava Rav. The Sava Rav said as follows. Why do we call it Yontif? So he says, because there are 2 days on the calendar which one might confuse as being a Yom Tov, and therefore we need to distinguish real Yom Tov by saying Good Yontif. Meaning there are other days of the year that one might appear in their mind to be Yomim Tovim. On the real Yomim Tovim, we use the expression Good Yontif. This is a real Yontif. What are the 2 days? So one is Tisha B'Av, because as we've discussed in the past, Tisha B'Av is called a Moed in the Psukim, and therefore one might think that maybe Tisha B'Av is also a Yom Tov, and therefore we refer to Good Yontif on days that are not Tisha B'Av. And the other one, says the Zama Rav, is the holiday created by the Zionists, Yom HaTzmut. One might think, have a Havamina, says the Satmar Rav, that such a day is a Yom Tov, a good day, and therefore he said, we say Good Yontif to distinguish between Yom Tovim and the Zionist Hali of Yom HaTzmut. A pshat in line with the Satmar Rav's Shita. Rav Avram Lipschitz in his Likutei Avram and Orachaim in Tuft Tzadi Dalet Os Kuf Chaf Hei, so he notes that the Minhag of the Minchas HaLazar and the Darkei Tshuva, both of Munkach, they would not say Good Yontif, because they felt it was redundant and silly. And when you greeted them on a Yontif, they would simply say to you, Yontif. That's how the Munkach Rebbe would greet you. He would say, Yontif, because that makes sense. Today is a Yom Tov. And this is recorded as well in the Minhagim and the Minchas HaLazar and the Darkei Chaim Mishalom and Os Tuf Kuf Ches. And the Yalkut of Ram there goes on to give all types of special gematrias of why he said Yontif and not Good Yontif. all types of different explanations to this minhag. Finally,
what would
the
adjective or noun?
What? Oh, yom is an adjective. I hear. Obviously, we're using it as a noun.
If
that is its
noun,
own
the
thing. That's the simple reason, but it's not as bishmak as these. The finally, in the Sefer Asichos of the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Tuf Shin Hei, 1945, so in Amud Ches, so it's recorded that the Baal Shem Tov, on other Yom Tovim, he would greet people by saying Git Yom Tov. Gimel Yud Tes Yom Tov, right? But in Rosh Hashanah, he would say Gut Yom Tov, with a Vav. Why? Because the gematria of Gut is 18 Chai, and he would use that specially for Rosh Hashanah. As opposed to other Yom Tovim, he would say in Yiddish, Git Yom Tov, not Gut Yom Tov. So with that segue into Rosh Hashanah, let's begin the main topic at hand. The Gemara in Brachos and Daphnon, hey, Amar Al tells us, V'yamar of Yehuda Marav, Shlosh Tzrichim Rachim. There are three things that need mercy. Extra mercy from Hashem. Melech, Tov, Shana Tova v'chalom Tov. A good king, a good year, and a good dream. Says the Gemara, what's the pasuk? Shana Tova, to have a good year. Dichsiv tamid enei Hashem lokecha ba, v'reishis Hashana ad acharis Shana. That Hashem watches over us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And therefore, this is the source to wish someone a Shana Tova, a good year, because the Gemara tells us that the year needs a special bracha of goodness in order that one should have an appropriate and good year. The Sifrei Minhagim bring down as well, not just use this on Rosh Hashanah, but we are also told to greet people in letters in the month of Elul, of Shana Tova, Techase, Vesechase, right? That we should greet people in our handwritten letters, and they should have be written and inscribed for a good year. So I saw on the website run by Rav Asher Weiss's students, one question was asked Rav Asher Weiss, do you need to use this in emails during Elul as well? So Rav Asher Weiss said, it depends on the type of email. If you're just simply sending a message that says, you know, see you tomorrow at 5:00, that does not need a full greeting of Shana Tova. But if you're sending a proper letter, which you're communicating something, a long letter, as they would do in the olden days before we forgot how to communicate properly. So in those letters, he said it would be appropriate in emails to say Shana Tova, Techase, V'Sechasem, to fulfill this proper minhag. Let's get to the language of the greeting on its own. Writes the Tur, the earliest source in Tafkuf Pei Beis, Noagim ba'Ashkenaz. In Ashkenaz, the custom was Kolechad Mevaker Lechavero V'Omer Lo Techasev B'Shana Tova. So the earliest source is that you should greet the person and say, you should be ridden in a good year. A very strange language. Techasev, you should be ridden B'Shana Tova. In the good year. Comes the Prisha, commenting on the letter Beis. What does it mean, B'Shana Tova, in a good year? It's not the normal way we would have thought to greet someone. And he says, Efshar Shehasefer Nikra Kain. Perhaps the book in Shemayim is called Shana Tova. Meaning, if you looked on the spine of the volume of the Sefer HaChaim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's library, Kaviyachol, it would say, this is the book called Shana Tova. And therefore, you should be inscribed B'Shana Tova, in the book called Shana Tova. And he brings a comment from the Maharil in the Hilchos Shofar, who says that perhaps the Sefer was called Mechila Uslicha. So we see, says the Prisha, that the book does have a name. What the name is subject to debate. But therefore it says, B'Shana Tova, you should be inscribed in Hashem's book, which is called Shana Tova. So that's the first introduction. Comes the Rambam later and says in the same halach in Shulchan Aruch, Menogin Shekolechad Omer L'Chavero, Lishona Tova Techa Sev. Okay? So he brings it to the Lamed that we use nowadays. The Rambam is the first change in the formula. You should be inscribed to a good year in this book. Now, there is a discussion when we use this greeting. We'll get to how the greeting continued to formulate over time, but when should this greeting be used? We have the custom to only use it on Rosh Hashanah night. We generally don't use it after the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? There's a comment of the Lavush. Lavush writes in Simen Tafkuf Tzadi Vav, and he says, V'ein sarach shuv lomar l'shana tova techasev. Once the first night of Yom Tov is over, we don't use that greeting anymore. Shaharei hu echad haksiv achar haksiva shaksiva hi ba'eis hasfila. Because the writing of the names in the book occurs begimel shos rishonos, the first 3 hours of the evening. And once that time is done, the writing is over. There's no more writing in Shemayim, says Lavush. Vim hu benoni, so he says, if you were a benoni, if you were in the middle, tali v'omeid ad yom kippur, you have to wait until yom kippur, v'enu nechtav hayom. You weren't written anyway today. So, and therefore, mimanashach. If you're a tzaddik or a rasha, it's already been decided. So there's nothing left to discuss. And if you're a Beinoni, it hasn't been written yet anyway until Yom Kippur. So there's no reason to tell someone that you should have a good year to be inscribed because it would be irrelevant. Asks the Levush.
Why at night?
What?
It bothers me because it's saying at night.
Yeah.
If you say the next day, it's one thing, but what? Does God judge at night even though we don't judge at night?
So that's a different question. Does the Kaddish Baruch Hu have to keep the Torah? That's a hashkafic discussion for another time, whether Hashem has to keep the Torah. But for now, listen to the great kasha Levush has, though. But I don't understand. What do we daven for the Aseret Yemei Teshuva? What do we say? We daven during Shmoneh Esrei all the time. We should be written in the Sefer HaChaim. Kasvein le Sefer HaChaim. I'm saying in Shmoneh Esrei. We say Kasvein le Sefer HaChaim. So ask Levush. No, but we still say it. So ask Levush. Isn't that a contradiction? Why is it that I will not greet someone to be inscribed in the book, but I will say for myself that I should be inscribed in the book? All Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we're talking about writing and writing and writing and writing. What happened after the first night? Delo dummy. Devadei kol adam ba'atzmo hu machzik atzmo lebeinoni v'lo letzadik gamor. Says Levush, look at the beautiful musar he says. When we're talking about ourselves during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, so obviously we are going to hold of ourselves to be beinonim. And we have to keep on working and progressing through Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And therefore we're going to say again, Kasveinu, Kasveinu, Hashem, write us in the book. Lefichach, mispal b'chol Aseret Yemei Teshuva, kolechad al atzmo, shich seveihu, Hashem yisparach l'chaim tovim v'yom kippurim, that we should be inscribed on the great book in Yom Kippur. V'chein b'yom kippur atzmo, we say again, write us Hashem, aval lomar kein l'chaveiro, but to turn to your friend and say, oh, by the way, Chaim, you should be inscribed in a good book. Because you're probably a Beinoni. So I wish you all the best. He says, Ein ze miderech ha-musar. It's not proper midos. Shiomer l'chaveiro tichasei l'shana tova. Meaning, says Levush, listen to this. For yourself, you hold yourself to be a Beinoni. But when you look at your friend and you greet him in Rosh Hashanah, you look at him as a tzaddik. That's the proper perspective. For myself, I have what to improve upon. But for my friend, I view him in the light of a tzaddik, and therefore I don't tell him anymore that he should be inscribed in the Book of Life. A beautiful insight from Levush. This idea of when the din occurs by Rosh Hashanah, this idea of when the din occurs when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, has a nafkamin in other places. The Sefer Noe Ketzon Yosef in Simen Chav Gimel says that it's mutzer to sleep on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We know the famous minog, not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah because you'll have a sleepy year, right? So that idea, says the Noe Ketzon Yosef, only applies on the first day. On the second day, the din has already been decided, and therefore you can take a nap on the second day. That's one nafkamina. And there's another, the famous story in the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Ches, of the chassid, right? The chassid gave stuck in Erev Rosh Hashanah in a year of famine, and his wife kicked him out of the house, and he had to go take a nap in the cemetery because he had nowhere else to sleep, right? And when he was in the cemetery, he heard a piece of advice from the neshamos about how to plant next year, and he went and he planted, and he was very successful because he knew the secret of how the weather was going to be. And the second year, he came back again, and he heard the secrets of what the weather were going to be the second year, and he goes and he plants according to the other way, and he outsmarts everyone, and he has a great year because he knew the exact time to plant, better than the farmer's almanac. And then the third year, he went back to the cemetery, and he heard the neshama say, we have to stop talking because they hear what's going on in this world, and we have to stop giving out secrets because someone's figuring it out. Says the Gran Nakamara, when did that discussion occur? It happened on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, meaning going into the second day of Rosh Hashanah, after the Gemara Din already occurred on the first night, meaning the Neshamos knew what was going to be that coming year because the Gemara Din already occurred. So we see again other sources indicating that the judgment occurs on the first day. However, comes the Taz and argues on the Levush. Listen to this Taz. He says, V'lo nihira, I disagree with the Levush that one should not use this greeting on the next day. Dabiyom beiz omer zman kein gam. Don't we treat Rosh Hashanah? Don't we ask the same things? Hashem, we should have a kosveinu, right? And Hashem should inscribe us for good things, and we should have mercy and rachamim from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, all these things. Understand, we don't go home after the first day of Rosh Hashanah and say, there's nothing left to work on, you know, we figured everything out, we're all tzaddikim. No, we observe Rosh Hashanah because the din is also going on. And therefore, says the Taz, if we're going to treat Rosh Hashanah the second day as the Yom HaDin as well, then the greeting should also reflect the Yom HaDin, and one can use that greeting appropriately. The Elia Zuta debates this point, and he says, maybe it's not true. We paskin that really the first day is the main day of Rosh Hashanah, and the second day has this second aspect to it. Regardless, the Arizal says there is a din kasha. There's a very strict judgment on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and the second day as a lighter form of judgment, and therefore there's a reason to want the din and shemayim on the second day as well. And he says you can wish the person a lighter judgment on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and in addition, those who support the Shita, the Merkavas HaMishnah, the Chemdas Yam, and the Nazir HaShimshon all said that you can use this greeting on the second day. The Prima Gadim writes in Taf Kuf Pei Beis as well, on the next sheet, in Os Dal, there in the Taz, he says, the Shema, Yom Beis Iker, Mespal Al Chaver, Sheikasev Lamach L'chaim Tovim, right? As the Taz says, the second day you should use this greeting as well. Ubaleel Beis de Rosh Hashanah, Pshita Yom Arkein, and obviously the Taz would tell you, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, when you leave shul, you should use this greeting as well. Ubesim and Tafre, Shimbo, Bemincha Lamal Iker Yom Beis, Ubayom Sheni Shiotzen Al Pia Rov, But says the Prima Gadim, the Taz would tell you that the second day of Rosh Hashanah after davening, you should not use it anymore because Kuli Amalo Pligi, everyone agrees that the judgment has taken place by midday of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. However, we are well aware that the Minhag comes out, even though the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Kaf Chof Tes says that on the second day you should use the Shana Tova as well, Techasev, according to the Taz, but the Aruch HaShulchan and the Matzah Ephraim, the most important book of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, tells us that we only use this greeting on the night, and this is the minhag in most places, to only wish Lashana Tova Techasev V'Sechasem on the first night, and not going forward. The rest of the time we would fall back on using Good Yontif. Comes the Magen Avram, in Taf Kuf Beis Ches as well. A lot of discussion about this greeting. We thought it was very simple. There's a lot to this greeting. So he says, we need to add to it. It's time to build on the greeting. All we know so far is, Shana Tova, Techasev, right? You should have a good year and be inscribed. He says, Vesechasev, says the Magen Avraham. I want to add to it. It should be written and inscribed. B'chei Nachon, this is appropriate. Sheachziku l'tzadik, shenechtam l'al tzor l'chaim. Just like the Levush, you should greet your friend, assuming he is a tzadik, who is written and inscribed, sealed, on that night of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the greeting should be, Techasev Veseichasam, comes and adds the Magen Avraham. This is the minhag of Chabad, according to the Siddur of the Baal HaTanya, that the entire greeting is Shana Tova, Techasev Veseichasam, nothing else. That's what they do in Chabad. Comes the Vilna Gaon, I'm not going to read it inside here, but he writes in Sif Kazan Chavdal, I disagree. You should not greet, says the Vilna Gaon, with the greeting of Veseichasam, that you should be sealed. And this falls back to a different machloka, says the Gra, regarding what exactly happens on Rosh Hashanah. What are we judged for? So the Gra invokes the opinion of Tosos and Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin, where Tosos says that we make a big mistake. We are not sealed for physicality. Rosh Hashanah is not about physical things. It's not about life or death in Rosh Hashanah. It's about Olam Haba. It's about Ruchnius. Where will our place be in Olam Haba in spiritual matters? That's the opinion of Tosos, because Tosos is trying to explain how is it that we say that we're inscribed for death and for life when many, many great tzaddikim die that year. How does that make any sense? So Tosos says it's clearly not about actual death and life in Rosh Hashanah, which I guess takes some of the wind out of Unasan Tokef, but says the Gra that it's talking about Ruchnius. And therefore the Gra says Veseichasem doesn't happen. The sealing of physical things in this world is not Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Kippur. And the Gra says we don't greet people Veseichasem to be sealed today because it has no relevance. There's no chasima. There's no sealing of the judgment, says the Gra, on Rosh Hashanah, even during our Seder Mitzvah. That's something saved for Yom Kippur.
How come sealed before Yom Misa for spiritual things? No reason for... Because I don't understand how you'd even have a havamina that the sealing of your ruchnias for Olam Haba will be done before Yom Misa. I mean, you do everything else.
Correct, 100%. The Tosos and the Ran have a long discussion. It's a much bigger discussion than for right now. Okay, this is the Shita of the Gra, not to say, but obviously our meaning is to say Techasev and Vesechasem that we write and inscribe. Let's continue and build upon our famous greeting. Comes the Chayadim and says, I want to add more. La'achra tefila noagin lomar kol echad l'chaveru Techasev v'sechasem la'altu l'chaim tovim. No shalom, just la'atzu l'chaim tovim. We should be inscribed immediately for chaim tovim. And then comes the Elef HaMagen, the last person to tie everything together. The commentary on the Matzei Ephraim, and he says, V'seichasem, la'alter l'chaim tovim u'lishalom. And this now is the final source, the original source of our full greeting as we find in Machzorim. L'shana tova teichasem v'seichasem, la'alter l'chaim tovim u'lishalom, comes from the Elef HaMagen, commenting on the Matzei Ephraim. This fits with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, right? That the tzaddikim are inscribed la'alter, immediately, l'chaim tovim u'lishalom. And therefore, this is the history and the formation of this greeting when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, all the way back to the tour, finishing up with the Elef HaMagen a little bit over 100 years ago. Now, the Prima Gadim says that when greeting a female, you should use the grammatically correct Techasevi v'Seichasemi. That would be proper grammar. And when greeting a group of men, you should say Seichasemu v'Seichasemu in the plural, and Techasevna v'Seichasemna, a plural of women, all different proper types of Hebrew grammar that we learned when we were in school. The Matzei Ephraim says as well in Tafkuf Pei Gimel, we should be careful to greet our children with this bracha as well. Your children should also be given the proper bracha of to be inscribed and written for La'alter L'chaim Tovim Shalom. But in the Likutei Diburim of the Rebbe Rayatz of Lubavitch on page Pei-Hei, it says the meaning was to keep it as Seichasev v'Seichasem, regardless if you were greeting. So in Chabad, they wouldn't change it up depending if it was male or female or plural, whatever it is. But if you can keep track of the bracha plus your diktuk in Hebrew, so that would obviously be great. But if you can't, and it's too confusing, that would be fine. Comes Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, citing the Halikha Shlomo and Moedim L'Chelek Beis in Rosh Hashanah in Parak Aleph in note 61, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman would greet people by saying, Guta Gezunta Yarn, you should have a good and healthy year, or he would say, Shana Tova Umasuka, you should have a sweet and good year. Comes Rosh Shlomo Rappaport in the Lechem Shlomo, and he has a beautiful pshat from the Chozev Lublin for a source for this idea. Look at this. The Pasuk in Tehillim writes in Mem Zayin Vav, Allah Elokim Bisrua, Hashem b'kol shofar, right? Hashem rises up with the trua, and with the Hashem goes with the sound of the shofar. Listen to what the Chozev of Lublin says. He says, if you want to be Allah Elokim, if you want to move Hashem kaviyachol to the midas hadin, to the midas harachamim, you want to move Hashem's perspective, or our perspective of Hashem, from the strict judgment to the midah of chesed, so what do you need to do? Then we need to use the trua, betrua. What's the shorish of the word trua? It's reya, reyacha. It's being friendly. It's being a nice person. So if you want to be Allah Hashem, if you want to be raise Hashem up from Elokim and make him Hashem b'kol shofar, you need trua. You need to be a nice person, have proper midos. And therefore, says the Chozev Lublin, wishing one another on Rosh Hashanah night a proper Shana Tova, greeting someone in the proper form, will help you be meritorious in din when you are nice to another person and you're Allah Elokim. You take Hashem from Elokim and make him into Hashem, the language of Chesed, by being bitrua, with Re'ehu, with Re'acha, by being a friendly person and having a proper greeting in Shul for Rosh Hashanah with a good Yontif and a proper Shana Tova. Now, if returning a full greeting is too much of a mouthful and it's too long and there's a lot going on and it's busy and you're shaking hands and you can't do it, so the Makor Chaim writes in Tafkuf Payalf and the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Tafkuf Pei Beis Dalad, that you can simply say, V'gamatem, and you too. Or you can say, as the Gemara says in Megillah, V'chein Lamar, you too as well. So if you have a lot going on, you got to get home, and people are greeting, and it takes 5 seconds to say the whole thing, V'chein Lamar, and you too, you should have a good year. And that's sufficient, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you can't handle the whole greeting. Now, after Rosh Hashanah, someone once visited Rav Huttner, and as he left, he told Rav Huttner, Gemar Tov. And Rav Huttner got very upset because he said that, I don't think my end is near. Gemar Tov. My Gemar is not coming near so far. So Rav Huttner was not a fan of the expression of Gemar Tov because it sounds like you're done, you're over, we've had enough. So obviously each one should keep to his minhagim, but one could question the language of Gemar Tov. In conclusion, what's with this language of Shana Tova Umisuka? It should be a good year and sweets, right? That's the classic question. How, if it's a good year, so why does it have to be sweet as well? If it's good, that means it's good. It doesn't. What's the point of being sweet? So the classic explanation is that we experience the world not through Hashem's eyes, but through our eyes. And therefore, even though everything might be good, Kol David Rachmanu L'tav Avid. Everything Hashem has done for the good, but we may not experience it that way. We may not see the good, and therefore we ask Hashem, Shana Tova, it should be a good year, but it should also be Mesuka. It should be sweet from our perspective, that we should see the sweetness in the year and the goodness, and it should be obvious to us and not have to go through too many difficulties. There's a similar idea. The Kreuzenberger Rebbe said the same thing in the Kants. He said, Kol David Rachmanu L'tav Avid, everything Hashem does is for the good, but then he said it should also be Sikr Zis. It should be sweet like sugar as well, that we should have that proper appreciation and seeing it. Another beautiful answer that they like to give is based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah in Beis Yotes says, Tiasrecha re'asecha u'mashvosecha tochechecha v'de'i re'i ki ra umar azfacha es Hashem alkecha. The Navi says you're going to be punished and rebuked for your transgressions, and you should be careful how ra and mar, how bad and bitter it is to abandon Hashem, to abandon Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's ra and mar if you leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we greet the people by saying it should be Shana Tova u'Mesuka. This year, you should cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should have a close relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not abandon the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And instead of being ra umar, bad and bitter, it should be Tova u'Mesuka. It should be good and sweet. So, we bench everyone. You should have a time of Shana Tova u'Mesuka for all good things for us and our family in Klal Yisrael.